Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
The so-called media has been foaming at the mouth to get me further deplatformed so I can't respond to the lies. Think about this in America. Think about this in America, that I have been unable. This is the 11th hearing that they've had in the last year and a half where I'm one of the main focuses, and I have not ever been called to testify when they say outrageous, slanderous, defamatory things. When they've had in the House Intelligence Committee, Senate Intelligence Committee, and others, they'll have people point blank from the CIA, you name it, who are leftists, say Alex Jones works for the Russians. That is an outrageous lie beyond Joseph McCarthy, anything he ever did. But when McCarthy did it, the people got to come in and got to confront the committee and say, you have no decency. How dare you act like this? This is 100 times worse than anything Joseph McCarthy ever did, and it's a shame.
All I want to do is stay in this fight, and I see so many good men and women of every race, color, and creed who bleed red blood or humans and who have been made to where you don't realize your destiny and the spark of humanity you have and what it is you can do and your potential. Donnie was right that each of us is a seed of the universe, but you have to plant that seed. You have to water that seed. You have to commit to that. And you have to not care what slaves of the system say to you when they try to intimidate you and try to laugh at you and try to make you feel like you're failing. That is the corrupt system dying.
Non-cooperation with evil is as much a moral obligation as is cooperation with good.
Should it ever appear that the inter-American doctrine of non-interference merely conceals or excuses a policy of non-action, if the nations of this hemisphere should fail to meet their commitments against outside communist penetration, then I want it clearly understood that this government will not hesitate in meeting its primary obligations, which are to the security of our nation.
Those attempts to oppress you and control you and lie to you, is the system failing? It knows we love each other. It knows we're coming together. It knows we have a fabulous world and things we can do that are so amazing. We've just begun to discover our power. And it doesn't want you to have that. It wants to steal that and capture your soul and use it because it's not creative.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it, the facts they deserve to know.
The spirit of the New World Order is not creative. It needs to capture you and make you beg it and plead so that you can even be on its platform and show your creativity, and then it sits in judgment like a satanic American idol and tells you how good you are because you've served it and you bow to it when it couldn't produce one original thought in the universe. Innovation and courage and the exercise of will and learning to be attacked and learning to not submit to that is what makes us grow.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why this Saturday I decided, announcing it today, we're going to be holding the You Can't Close America rally at the Texas State Capitol in downtown Austin, Texas. It's time for citizens to stand up and take our country back, just like President Trump promised during his inaugural address. You can't close America rally this Saturday at noon in Austin.
BioPQQ. Research that. Look into it for yourself. Big Brother and the globalists don't want you to. CoQ10. Oh, you probably want to spend some time researching CoQ10. And then research DNA Force Plus and the types that we have in here. The very best forms of PQQ and CoQ10. And then a whole bunch of other natural ingredients from Mother Nature that are known to supercharge it all. This is our best-selling overall formula. And I told listeners at the end of last year that we can't sell products at 50% off anymore because there's not enough markup in them to fund our operations. But because of what's happening and going on in the world right now, I really want everybody who hasn't used or tried or enjoyed the benefits of DNA Force Plus to have DNA Force Plus for yourself and your family. DNA Force Plus now, 50% off.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
We're into the second hour. Alex Jones is in the building. He could come crashing into the studio with breaking news any moment, ladies and gentlemen. And I mean, I'll be perfectly honest with you. I got to all the desperate news that I wanted to get out. And I said, look, I'm going to come on. I'm not going to rant and rave. I'm going to be focused and I'm going to hammer it out of the park. And we did that in the first hour. So I'm debating now, should I open up the phone lines, guys? Do you think that's a safe bet to open up the phone lines as well? Yeah, let's do that. Because I can sit here and be redundant, but we're going to put the report up in full at band.video and at Infowars.com. It's just so cut and dry, it's ridiculous now. Academia colluding with China, with Harvard and Charles Lieber. Politicians colluding with China, with Dianne Feinstein and Adam Schiff. The deep state colluding with China, with Obama and Fauci and their deal in 2014, which was scrutinized then and covered them, dealing in bio agents, dealing in biomaterial to China in that lab in Wuhan, specifically COVID viruses. It's all confirmed. And it's everything InfoWars first reported. So, if you want to call in and weigh in on this or weigh in on the idea that this Saturday I'm hosting the You Can't Close America rally at the Austin State Capitol, which I actually had people call into the War Room show that I host normally 3 to 6 p.m. Central, saying, hey, we should do it this Saturday. And after more further consideration and more research, I determined, yep, that's what we have to do. Now, here's the thing. People say, oh, aren't you worried about getting arrested or, you know, you're violating the law, you're going to catch a virus? No. Zero fears. Not afraid of catching a virus, and I'm not afraid of getting arrested. And if they do want to arrest me, folks, well, I think that that just, again, exposes everything. Does it not? Are we in martial law right now because we're acting like it? Are we in martial law right now, or do I still have a First Amendment? Are we in martial law right now, instituted by the Chinese communists and the deep state, or am I still allowed to have free speech and redress my grievances with government? It's time to reopen the country, folks. And obviously, D.C. and the political hacks and the deep state and all the chi-coms in the media are not going to allow that narrative to come out. They want to stifle that. They want to put out fake propaganda on Twitter, pretending like everyone's dying. They want to tell you the hospitals are like war zones, but all we see is dance routine videos. It's all Chinese communist propaganda. The chi-coms and the deep state have colluded to crash the American economy in their latest attempt to get Trump out of office. What more do you need to know? And by the way, the perfect distraction as it all comes out, how Barack Obama committed treason and illegally spied on the Trump campaign. But right now, as we speak, folks, the dirty Democrats and the Chinese communist agents and the deep state are working around the clock to scrub this turd that is Barack Obama. They're going to tell you, get ready for the ultimate irony on this deal. Because, again, it's undeniable that the Obama administration illegally spied on Trump. They've now admitted it. But they're getting ready to twist the narrative, folks. They may do it at the end of this week, like on a Friday. Or they may just wait and do it next week. But they're going to twist it. They're going to say, oh, we were fooled by Russia. You watch. Because remember, the only Russian collusion was with Hillary Clinton. The only Russian collusion was with the Mueller investigation. They don't even have an investigation if it wasn't for Russian intelligence. So they're going to turn around and blame Russia and say, oh, Russia gave us bad intel. And they're going to think you're so stupid that you're actually going to believe that. They're going to assume that their media has enough power to sell you the bill of goods that they unwittingly took bad information from Russia and then used that to illegally spy on Trump with the backdrop of Russian collusion as the narrative saying Trump did it when they're admitting they did it, but they're saying, oh, no, we can do it. We love America, not Trump, which, of course, is baseless on its face, on its surface value. And it's all being ignored because of this coronavirus. Trump should be rounding up these people and arresting them yesterday. Every day Barack Obama and Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton are not arrested, every day this whole country is at stake. And until Clapper and Brennan and Comey and Obama and Clinton and Biden are brought in for questioning and arrested, or even have a military tribunal, I don't care. Those treasonous dirtbags need to be on the stand, not America. See, America's on the stand right now. Oh, you might have a virus. You can't leave your home. Oh, you might have a virus. You can't go shopping. Oh, you might have a virus. You have to wear a mask. You have to wear gloves. Oh, you might have a virus. Shut down everything. Shut down the economy. So now you're the enemy. Because you might have a virus that probably 80% of people have either already have or still have in their microbiome. And that's all coming out. They tested people in Chicago at a hospital. Most people didn't have coronavirus, but they had the antibodies for it. That means they recovered, folks. Same thing happened with, I'm not trying to be gross, but I think it was Seattle or somewhere. They literally tested human feces and they found the same thing. Most people have already had the coronavirus. And then you have Burks admitting it and all the other people admitting it. If you die of anything, we just say coronavirus. You could get lugged into the hospital, a dead corpse, 3 shots to the chest, and they'd say, test him for coronavirus. And then they'd report it as a coronavirus death. You've seen the Chinese propaganda being promoted on Twitter. Fake Twitter accounts saying, my mammy died of coronavirus. This is serious. My pappy died of coronavirus. This is serious. Oh, my gosh, I just had to pick up my dead kid because coronavirus. All fake. And Twitter allows this to happen. Why? Twitter is an anti-American agency. Folks, it's all been exposed. All the pieces have been put together, okay? What are we going to do about it? I can sit here and I can talk about Trump. I can ask Trump to do things. We can request Trump to do things. We can push Trump to do things. Hell, we can sit here and scold Trump if he doesn't do them. And he probably deserves that. But if we don't take action, then what do we deserve? If we go along with all this, then what do we deserve? If we don't stand up for our rights and our freedoms and our civil liberties and our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and our right to self-government and our republic, it's dead. And the Chinese communists and their agents in the deep state will come roll us up just like they're doing. And let me, here's the one other thing, folks. And it's so bombshell. It's just like, you know, how do people even comprehend it? They can't. You know, it's like finding out you have cancer. It's like, well, what can you do after that? Folks, all of this that we're seeing was already planned out years ago. That's why Obama sold China the Wuhan virus. That's why you had Chinese working with Harvard scientists to develop it. Okay? It was already going on. Here's the problem. They're rolling out their plan. Donald Trump has just been a roadblock for them. He's just been a speed bump for them. The biggest obstacle President Trump put in front of them was banning Huawei from the United States. Ladies and gentlemen, if Hillary Clinton would have won, Huawei would have been allowed in the U.S. They would have put their 5G technology everywhere, and we would have seen the same stuff here that we saw in Wuhan. You would have seen the seizures. You would have seen the coughing up of blood. You would have seen the collapsing in the streets. You would have seen the deadly outbreak. Why? Because the 5G radio waves are deadly. And it's a guarantee China has turned them into a weapon, a frequency weapon. And they tested it on their own people in Wuhan. That's why you only see the outbreak in Wuhan and nowhere else. That's why the Navy, which has now docked 4 Navy ships, and now the Chinese Navy is rolling back outside of Thailand, rolling back into the South China Sea. That's why the cruise ships that had the 5G technology on them had coronavirus outbreaks. That's why the 5G towers they put on children's schools saw children develop cancer. If Hillary Clinton would have won, Huawei would have been allowed in the U.S., their 5G frequency weapon would have been blasting us, and all of the United States would have looked like Wuhan. Thank God President Trump is in the White House and not that demon Hillary Clinton. It would have been death for America, folks. And Trump has been a great speed block. But it's time for that speed block to turn into an absolute savage. Just like we saw in the press briefing yesterday. So phone lines coming up, 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. How do we take America back?
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Sounding the alarm for patriots worldwide. Waking people up to the new world order. Bohemian Grove. The American deep state. The rise of communist China. The plan for global depopulation. And global elite pedophiles who prey off of our young. The enemy has done their best to destroy us, but because of your support, our fight continues. Join us. Support the InfoWar, and together we will slay the dragon.
Keep fighting, Alex. You're the gladiator.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back live from the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas, where this Saturday I am hosting and attending the You Can't Close America rally. Now, it was just said to me, apparently there's already a rally planned for Thursday at noon at the governor's mansion, which is, I mean, basically right next door to the state capitol. Obviously, the capitol grounds are large, but for all intents and purposes, it's just catty corner to the state capitol on the south side. So that's Thursday. Now, I didn't know anything about that. That was just sent to me, so may attend that as well. But Saturday, I want this to be the big one. I want people to show up. We're promoting it here today. We just decided You Can't Close America rally this Saturday, noon, at the Texas State Capitol. Are we under martial law, or do we still have a First Amendment? Only one way to find out. But I cannot emphasize this enough, ladies and gentlemen. This has been an exercise in tyranny. And we've gone along with it. We've gone along with it. And they've put the gun to our head. Actually, they put multiple guns to our head. They put the coronavirus gun to our head. Then they put the we'll fine you gun to our head. Then they put the we'll arrest you gun to our head. So they're holding us hostage, folks, illegally. The government cannot tell you to shut down. The government can't shut down the private free market. I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, just like, I can't believe people don't see this total tyranny rollout that we're dealing with. But before I end up babbling for the rest of the segment, I'm going to go to your calls here. Remember, folks, InfoWarsStore.com. Here's the story. InfoWars is a rock in the flow of tyranny. We will not be moved. And the only way we can be ineffective is if we are removed. But as long as you support us at InfoWarsStore.com, we cannot and will not be moved. We know our role. And the good news is, hey, we sell the best supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. The enemy of America knows that. That's why they go after our store. They don't want you to be healthy. They don't want you to see the powerful documentaries at InfoWarsStore.com. They don't want you to have access to the powerful supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. They don't want you to have access to the air filters, to the water filters, to the emergency food supplies. They're going after your health, folks. We knew this a long time ago. That's why we created Vitamin Mineral Fusion with all the vitamins and minerals to start your day off. That's how I drink it every morning. Start my day. 50% off. At InfoWarsStore.com. We said, hey, in the winter, you're not getting much vitamin D from the sun. Vitamin D is good for your immune system. Let's have Winter Sun Plus Vitamin D supplement. 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And then the elite of the supplements, the DNA Force Plus. Look up telomeres and what DNA Force Plus can do for you at InfoWarsStore.com. Read all the reviews for yourself. DNA Force Plus also 50% off. But hey, we got household items too. I drink the coffee. It's my favorite coffee, the Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee from InfoWarsStore.com. I'm on my second cup so far today. I think I'll probably have a third. That's how much I enjoy it. Goes great with a donut. InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, let's go out to the phone lines now and start with Carlos in Canada. We start in the Great North today. Go ahead, Carlos.
Hi, thank you very much. Just want to bring up a couple of items to the discussion, which are not really prominent at this stage. Of course, I understand that the economy must be restored, but the issue of the economy depending on the biological invasion of a virus has to be tampered by the reality that we're trying to place blame. Now, the Chinese have admitted that they were, in fact, mandated from the United States itself to go ahead and research the coronavirus. Coronavirus issue was relating to whether it was transmissible from animals to humans. It happened to be so that they discovered that it was, and there was a release. And now, once it was released to the human population, and it was human-to-human transmission, I think the Chinese government tried to cover that up, and they got themselves...
So here's my problem, not with what you're saying, Carlos, because I don't disagree with you. My problem is this. Knowing what we know, if the president knows that this is essentially a bio release, call it a bioweapon or whatever you want, but if this was originated and developed in a Chinese lab and then intentionally released, or even if there's a 50% chance of that, which is beyond that, that's 99.9% what we know happened, I think it's time for the president to be honest about this, because that's the only way you can say, hey, look, we need to do this. China just released a bioweapon. The Obama administration sold it to them. These are the enemies of America. We're going to have to deal with this. But because they don't give us the full rollout and they treat us like toddlers, we're left here drooling all over ourselves in a little enclosure.
100%. I think you're 100% correct. However, I think it was out of sheer desperation, the timing being that the president was going to be reelected, and they really were in a position where, as a political party, they were in real, real trouble. So I think, yeah, I think the timing is absolutely something that should be investigated. But there's another element which is not mentioned in the literature, is not mentioned externally, and that is that there is a company in that same Wuhan area, in the same almost industrial park, called WuXi, Pharmatech, Cayman, Inc.
Yeah, the Soros Pharmatech.
Yeah, incorporated.
666 whatever, Geograph Avenue or whatever.
That's right. Incorporated by George Soros. And an agreement was made between WuXi and a company also owned largely by George Soros called Gilead, which was initially responsible for Tamiflu, the vaccine against H1N1. So we have to be very, very careful when we throw aspersions. That, in fact, I think the warning shot sent by the Chinese was, wait a second, yes, we admit that we were doing this research in the Virology Institute of Wuhan, but careful, because if they really want to investigate and show where it came from, why it was released, and who released it, if it was deliberate, as a bioweapon. The Chinese have no interest in killing Iranians. The Chinese have no interest in contaminating Russians. The Chinese have no interest in having a world war with America any more than Cuba had interest in having a world war with America during the crisis.
And I'm so glad you said that before we hit break, because that's the other outlier here that is tough to comprehend, but it's the situation we're in. Folks, the globalists were going to start World War III with China, the United States versus China, but it was going to be another fake war, not like a real war that's good for the Chinese people to free them and good for the American people to get a fair trade deal. It would have been a fake war to bring in global tyranny and population control. But thank God Trump instead of...
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you...
Ah!
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Phone lines are lit up. We're going to focus on the phone lines today, but another example of how it's failing, this deep state Chinese communist shutdown of America that we're all falling for, thanks to our enemies in the media. Bill Gates has almost 0% support for his forced vaccinations worldwide. He posts on social media and 95% of the comments are anti-Bill Gates, anti-forced vaccinations. Incredible. Why does that... I'm going to calm down before I start cursing. But seriously, like, what kind of jerk-off, what kind of a-hole, when nobody wants you, nobody wants your products, nobody wants your poison, and yet you still want to shove it down our throats? That's a tyrant, folks. That's an evil, evil man right there. Leave us alone, Bill Gates. Leave us alone. But he just can't do it, can he? Because he wants that population control. He wants that access right into your human genome. I'm getting mad. But again, the good news is everyone's rejecting him. And now you have petition to recall Michigan governor passes 150,000 signatures. Yeah, people almost died because that bitch made it so you couldn't get hydroxychloroquine. By the way, her fellow Democrats went on air saying, yeah, the Michigan governor almost cost me my life. Do you know who we're dealing with, folks? This is war! These folks, they're all acting like it's war because the war is on. They all know the war to get America dead is on. The Chinese communists, the deep state, the Adam Schiffs, the media, Twitter, all these people are in war mode coming after you and your family and your freedoms. It's time for us to get into war mode. I'm not calling for violence. And this Saturday's protest is peaceful. But if we don't start behaving like there are acts of war coming at us every single day in this country and against the president every single day in this country, we will lose. It's like if you're playing basketball and the tip-off happens and the other team's playing for 10 minutes and then you look up and you're losing and you're like, huh? Are we playing a basketball game here? It's like, yeah, tip-off happened 10 minutes ago. Wake up. Let's go out to the phone lines. Judy in Florida, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. I received some information last night, which gives a different slant on everything. When Trump signed the emergency provision, this little expose is saying is basically we've given FEMA authority, and that's authority over the Constitution and the presidency. And if that's true, and I sent this this report to Rob Dew and Tips for InfoWars, so you can see it for yourself.
Is this the report from Richie in Boston?
Yes.
Yeah, I've been following his reports. A lot of bombshell stuff. He's getting bombarded with censorship, so you know there's reality to it.
I'm very concerned about this. He's reporting real stuff.
Here's the thing to understand, though. Most of the stuff that he's reporting on has already been going on for decades. And so all these powers have already been signed over to FEMA. And so what people are discovering now with Richie in Boston is how this is all happening. So people are kind of in this panic mode, like seeing how FEMA has basically usurped all authority in the United States, and they're panicking. Most of that's already happened already, and now Trump is kind of realizing it and trying to figure out how to leverage that or what to do about it.
Well, the state of emergency has been signed recently. He's met with FEMA. He's on camera with them, and he's talking about how you have to look at the verbiage, what he said for himself, that basically the old rules do not apply right now, and that we're in a new phase of action. I mean, what he says is kind of ominous. I'm not panicked. I'm looking at the fact that, you know, that's why Fauci's not gone now.
But so here's the question that you have to be asking yourself. Do you support Trump?
I support the United States. I support the Constitution and Bill of Rights.
No, I understand that. We're on the same page. But that's why I'm saying, look, President Trump will decide his own destiny. The name Trump will either live in gold letters throughout American history, or he'll be known as the greatest traitor to this country. That's on him. Americans have to decide our fate. Just like Trump has to decide his fate, Americans have to decide our fate. Now, I would say that the president is, I mean, he's in the swamp. He's knee deep. He's dealing with these people. Maybe he thinks he can leverage these powers in FEMA to his advantage to help America. Maybe he doesn't realize how drastic it is. But I would much rather have Trump in power than anybody else inside FEMA or anybody else saying that we need to give the states authority. First of all, the states don't have authority. The federal government doesn't have authority. Only we, the people, have authority. Anything else, Judy?
FEMA is for an emergency act. It's an emergency conglomerate. And from what I understand, and needs to be researched and brought out on InfoWars for itself. They are now over the presidency, as in over the presidency. So, I mean, you know, whether Trump did it unwittingly or he was given bad information about this whole outbreak, because I know it's bogus, you know it's bogus, but we're living in it. FEMA has control. That's what I'm trying to say, Owen, with all love and respect for you and InfoWars.
Well, now, hold on. I'm not denying that, but I'm saying who in FEMA? Who is Trump meeting with? Where do you see FEMA? And how is FEMA impacting your life today?
Well, we can take a look around us. Number one, and let me say this, 3 5G towers. I'm assuming they're 5G because they're brand spanking new. They're less than a mile from my house, and they're within a quarter mile of each other. They are standing out less than a mile away from where I live. Okay? So I don't know, and I know about the hardware movements, all of the big trucks, the troop trucks, all this stuff being dispersed around the United States. If you get down to brass tacks, we don't know what's going on because we're in lockdown. But I'm saying what Richie in Boston and what other people are putting forth while we still have information access as to what's happening within our borders. With everybody's been infiltrated in here also. I mean, I'm not saying this in panic. I'm looking at reality and saying, whoa. I mean, this is my country, too.
Well, I'm not disagreeing with you. What do you think the solution is?
I think the people that had the levers of power missed their chance.
Well, the only person I trust with any leverage of power right now is Donald Trump. I mean, we got great senators like Howley and Paul and Jim Jordan and all these things, but the lack of action on their behalf when it comes to the deep state corruption is not something I'm excited about. So Trump is the one to take the lead role in this. And so, again, I say, well, what is our solution to this? Yeah, FEMA's usurped power. Yeah, the deep state Chinese communists have shut down America. So, again, my question remains the same. What do you think the solution is, Judy? I'm hosting a protest this weekend saying you can't close America. I'm on air every day exposing this, exposing the Chi-Com connections, exposing the treason. I mean, what do you think you should do?
There are people that are going to be doing the exact same thing in small pockets, and the pockets are going to grow. What happens later on is very questionable because we have armaments that are being shipped around the country. I'm not saying not to just relinquish freedom, okay? But I have a son that's brainwashed, and I don't know what condition my daughter's in the state of Virginia, okay? She's supposedly in lockdown until June 10th, which is so diabolical.
And again, that's just illegal. That's just illegal. Hey, but Judy, let me ask you a question for perspective real quick. How long have you been listening or following InfoWars?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. It's closing in on 16 years, 17 years.
But that's my point is it's like we've known about this. Like we've known about FEMA usurping power. We've known about all this corruption.
No. I didn't. The emergency provision that was just signed. And from what I understand, that's when he gave away the authority of the presidency, whether he did it wittingly or not.
Because he's now saying in these press conferences, powerful call, Judy, thank you. Trump is now saying in these press conferences, I have total power. I have ultimate power. Is that him maybe kind of realizing he signed a bad deal with FEMA and he's now trying to just claim it by bully pulpit?
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him.
is addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Look, Judy's response to the news and information is organic and legit. And the frustration that we have is a good frustration, though, that so many people are waking up to all this. I'm not talking about Judy specifically, but so many people are waking up and seeing all this during this coronavirus pandemic, and they're opening their eyes and they're saying, holy smokes, this is not the country I thought it was. This is not the media I thought it was. This is not the government I thought it was. And so for us, it's like, hey, this has been the case for decades. But it's good that people are fired up. It's good that they have that fire and fury and passion. That's how we're going to take this country back. See, the globalists and the Chinese and the deep state have culled us into this trance state where it's like we're not even alive anymore. That's how we've gotten to this point, ladies and gentlemen. Now, she was also talking about 5G towers in Florida. And by the way, this is just an Alex Jones documentary with all the InfoWars articles highlighting the FEMA usurpation of our country and everything just from decades ago, folks. But she was talking about 5G towers in Florida. Greg has called in from Florida, wants to talk about that as too. Go ahead, Greg.
Hello.
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 Yes, this is Greg.
You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Warren? Sorry. A couple of weeks ago, I just want to touch on a couple things with you, Owen, and you're doing a great job out there. I love your intensity, your fire. A couple weeks ago, and I didn't see it anywhere in the media, 3,760 vehicles burst into flames out near, it was all the rental cars, new rental cars at Fort Myers Airport.
I did not see that. Guys, let's see if we can find that story.
Yeah, news-press.com was carrying it, and I saw that the weather station said that five cars caught on fire, and they said that it was Florida's driest season of the year. Well, that's nonsense, because if you look at all the videos that were taken from people, these things burst into flames. They were surrounded by trees, all these rental cars, and not one tree got burned.
And you're saying it was a brush fire. I've never seen a brush fire ignite cars.
It was not a brush fire. It was not. What it was, what I believe it was, these, I'm in the car business for 31 years. What I believe it was the 5G technology that they have in these cars now.
Mm.
And I understand they're ramping this stuff up at the airports. But yeah, you want to check into that. It was 2 weeks ago on a Friday.
Yeah, we've got the stories and the videos and everything up. It's funny. Every headline is brush fire, brush fire.
Not at all.
I've never seen a brush fire start a car on fire.
Yeah, you could just hear these things just popping. And I understand the glass pops, but these cars ignited, and not one tree, not one shrub was damaged. The other thing I want to mention, Owen, is I'm a former pro athlete. I've traveled the world a lot playing tennis back in the early, mid, late 80s. And I never forget this. I was out of the country for several months, you know, traveling all throughout Europe. I stayed away from the cold bloc countries, the communist countries. But I never forget. I had a couple weeks off. I stopped back in to see my father back in the States here, and I told him, I said, you know, what you see on the news, I said, really, you want to believe the opposite? I said, that's not what's happening out there. And I made another statement to him. I said, you know, we're grown up in this country to believe Russia is this big, you know, evil place, that the corruption is so bad in this end. Well, what I've learned over the years, Owen, is no, the United States is number one. And, you know, and I almost hate to say this, but the last several years, 95% of my business has been in China, dealing with the Chinese. And that was with, you know, high-end vehicles, you know, anything from used commercial aircraft, things like this. And so I do understand how these people operate over there. And it's, you know, and you're right in what you just said. A few minutes ago, the Chinese don't want to lose us as a business, you know, partner. We're their biggest customer, the United States. And that gives me, you know, it gives more fuel to the fire that, hey, maybe all this is to lay out the 5G and, you know, maybe this Bill Gates with his chip technology BS and everything. Yeah, they're pushing it through. But I got to tell you something. I've done business with, I've been friends with several people. This is back in the, you know, 90s. There were friends and business partners with Donald Trump, who was back then, of course, was the big real estate mogul. And these were all, what I know about this guy, President Trump now, is this guy thinks outside the box, and he's a genius. And I just hope to hell that this guy has the wagon circled over, you know, three or four times, and he could finally pull in and collapse this deal before it gets too far out of hand.
Well, as far as the office of president is concerned, he may be the last hope this country has. And that's why we're all watching him and just begging him to make the right move at every turn. But, you know, you said a couple things here that are key, and that's, you know, the purveyors of evil in this world fly the American flag as if they represent America. But that's a lie. And so just like the American people have been duped and have been goose-stepped and have been misled, so have the people of China. And it's obviously much worse for the people of China, but it's important to point that out. It's like, yeah, we've had the military-industrial complex. We've had the corrupt presidents. We've had all these crimes against humanity with the false premise that this is what America wants while the media is lying to us about it. And then they try to make us feel bad for these things when we had nothing to do with it. But the people in China are dealing with the same thing. And so we need to free the people of China, just like we need to free ourselves from these globalist traitors that have lied us into wars, poisoned our water supply, all the same stuff. Just like we need to free ourselves of them, we need to help the Chinese people free themselves of the Chinese Communist Party. Thank you for the call, Greg. Let's go to Alex in New York. Go ahead, Alex.
Hello, you can hear me?
Yep, go ahead.
Great. How are you doing, Owen? I have a small information. If you look back in 2010 and the Mexican Gulf, British Petroleum spilled a bunch of oil, and they was asking scientists to make some bacteria who going to help to clean up this spill all over. And they created a bacteria called Finti. You can look online, you can find its own information. And Finti is supposed to clean up the Gulf from the oil spill and help to make all this nice and clean. But scientists, they cut a bunch of corners when they were created bacteria. And genome, what they were created, was modified itself. Right now, Finti are eating flesh of the fish. And also, it's already been reported, many people was caught by this Finti bacteria. And it's exactly Finti killing stomach and gut of the humans. In the beginning, right now, she is in the fish right now, but as temperature raising up in the ocean right now, especially with summer coming, the Finti are going to spread much more. It's also right now on the south of the Florida, on the east side, also on the west side of the Florida and south.
Well, and remember, where you had Fukushima radiation leaking into the ocean as well, eventually it would reach California. Then they did the test of the beaches out there. They found all kinds of radiation and isotopes. They claim none of it was from Fukushima, though. But, yeah, that was killing the aquatic life. And, nobody really is just like, oh, okay, total nuclear disaster over there. And, all the effects to the earth and the fish. But it's like, oh, global warming, though. Yes, we all need to change our lifestyles for global warming. Don't worry about the radio leaks with Fukushima or whatever. Who even knows what's going on in California? They just random radio isotopes show up on the beach, and it's like, oh, okay, yeah, where did these come from? Oh, I don't know. And then they test, like, bluefin tuna, and they test all these fish that were in the fallout zone from Fukushima, and they're, like, all testing for cesium-137 and all this stuff. And it's like, nobody freaks out about that. Nobody panics about the nuclear plants that are literally called the devil, El Diablo, in California. One earthquake and it's total nuclear fallout. But no, you are responsible for global warming, so change your lifestyles, and we're going to put nuclear plants on fault lines.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.